Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Michael Stallard is here, too. Michael's been a good friend of ours now for 13 years, I should say, since 2007. He's been hanging out with us. We helped him launch his very important books, Fired Up or Burned Out, as well as Connection Culture, and there's at least one more in there, I think, somewhere. He's our good friend. He's an authority on leadership. He's an authority on connecting people. And he's the founder of E Pluribus Partners and our good friend, Mike. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you, friend.
It's good to have you back. You know, Mike, there's one of the interesting things for me to do as someone who tries to keep up with what's going on like you do is to make sure we keep things in perspective. You know, everybody gets upset when an airplane goes down, and that's horrible. But I like to remind people that in some years, not that far back, 40,000 people died from car crashes. You know, every day somebody dies. Every day, the equivalent of a giant Airbus goes down on our streets. So you have to put plane crashes in perspective. When SARS hit us 15 years ago, hit the world, the last potential pandemic. It was horrible, but no Americans died from that. So let's put that in perspective. We've got the coronavirus right now to be concerned about. But already this year, 8,000 Americans have died from the flu. So I think we always need to keep things in perspective. Now here you come with this news about suicides. And I don't know how to do this, Mike. I don't know how to put 47,000 suicides in a single year in perspective. I got nothing. What do you think?
Well, Jim, it does. It's a wake up call, isn't it? That's the good thing about data is it does help us get perspective when we really look at the numbers. And it was a shock to me too. And then we had some other things that happened that also brought my attention to this issue. One is I had a friend commit suicide over the last year. And the last time I saw him, Jim, and we've been out of touch for probably about a year. You know, I'd see him around.
It's amazing how fast you can get out of touch with people you care about.
Yeah. Last time I saw him, he waved and smiled at me, just bought a new car. And the next thing I heard, he committed suicide. And I thought it had to be a mistake. I just couldn't believe it. And then we also, in our business, we had four new clients last year, two in healthcare, one of the largest schools in Utah, and also a branch of armed services, all who came to us because they had experienced suicides. And the Centers for Disease
Among their employees?
Has recommended connectedness.
Suicides among their employees?
Protect people from suicide. Among their employees, right. Yeah. Or their students in the case of the school.
Right. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So it's, and when you look at, you know, why is, it's not,
let's,
it's not really intuitive.
Mike, let's go, I want to go back, Mike, to some things that you pointed out in a recent column you wrote. This doubling of suicides is contraindicated to the global statistics, right? The world suicides are going down around the world, but they're doubling in America. Where's the perspective for that?
Yeah, they're going up in America, which they're declining in most of the world. And you know what you find is the great thing about America is we have a lot of energy, right? We get a lot of great things done, but we have to keep it in balance. I think one of the things we've lost is that connection with family, with friends, with community. That has declined over the years, and that really protects us from stress, and stress has gone up. And when you see that pattern, Jim, stress going up and connection going down, it's very predictable that people are going to have emotional health issues like anxiety, depression, et cetera.
I hate to – this is where I sometimes come across as a Luddite, and people who know me know that I'm the opposite of a Luddite. But I am – I have been skeptical of social media since the beginning. And we use it here, and I promote it. I talk about it. I encourage people to use it in their business. But I have been skeptical of the way people use social media. And now we know there's research that shows that people aren't happy with social. I mean, they people become unhappy. They get so invested in social media. What do you think? Are you there, Mike? Did we lose Mike? Okay. So, Mike, are you there? All right. We looks like we're losing Mike. Folks, think about that. You've probably seen the research. Think about yourself. Have you been when you've used social media? And I don't mean to pick on social media, but this is a real thing we have to think about, folks. But maybe not you, but the people around you, your children. We know about children who've been bullied on social media who've committed suicide. And so, I mean, this is something. Social media platforms are a tool. They're things that can be abused. And when someone who might tend to be emotionally weak, when they spend a lot of time on social media, I'm concerned about that. Mike, are you there? Still working on Mike? All right. Well, are you there, Mike?
I'm back.
There you go. All right. Sorry about that.
What happened there?
I don't either, Mike. But I was just pointing out that social media is a great thing, but it can lead to being bullied. We know about teenagers who've been killed, who killed themselves because of social bullying. It's an anonymous thing that can add value. But it also isn't without peril. We have to be honest about social media platforms, don't we, Mike?
We do, and also just spending so much time in front of screens. And
I think, right. When
you look at the data, once again, it's surprising how much time we are in front of screens.
And not in front of other people. We're analog humans, my friends. I've been saying this now for a long time. We need human contact. The more high-tech we have, as John Nesbitt said, the more high-touch we will want, and I'm going to add, we will need. And the statistics now prove that. Right back with Michael Stollard.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.